Court Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
From Versailles High School, I'm Rob Weaver with Fort Recovery Volleyball tonight. Fort Recovery tangling with the Versailles Lady Tigers. And what a thrilling JV matchup we just saw, as Fort Recovery pulled out a win over Versailles 26-24 and 25-20. Fort Recovery trailing in that second set, coming back to win that one and win the match. They are 13-3 on the year for the junior varsity. Leading the team statistically, Hannah Kanapke had 12 kills, 5 for Kaya Wendell, and 5 for Grace Tenn. It was 9 assists for Jill Reisner, and Audra Metzger had 11 assists. Leading the way in service points, Kaya Wendell with 11, 6 service points for Hannah Kanapke. So those are some of your junior varsity stats. Again, Fort Recovery beating Versailles in two sets, 26-24, 25-20. 13-3 on the year now for the junior varsity. Fort Recovery varsity is 8-10 on the year. They are 0-6 in the MAC Conference. Versailles 8-8 overall, and they are 2-4 in the MAC Conference. So Fort Recovery, the only winless team left in the MAC, and they're hoping to pull down their first victory of the year tonight. While I was away on vacation, the Lady Indians lost 4 straight matches. They lost to New Bremen 3-0, lost to Parkway 3-0. They also lost to Sydney Lehman in a close one, 3-2, and lost to Minster 3-0. So Lady Indians have been kind of on a tough spot in their season, not playing the greatest. Let's hope they can start to rebound tonight, come back and give the Versailles Tigers all they want, and maybe pull out a victory. Here's Carly Stone serving first for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve, and there's a dink over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Back over to Versailles. Versailles did not return it. Point for recovery. Give Carly Stone with a service point. 1-0, Lady Indians leading. Carly will serve again. Kendra Seifring, of course, is in there. Devin Post is in the lineup, along with Kirsten Judy. Good serve again by Carly. Here's the set for Versailles, and they had another miscue, and it's a point for Fort Recovery, another service point for Carly Stone. Maddie Grover is also in there for the Lady Indians. And it's one more. Actually, it's Maddie Ramel. There's a kill for Versailles. So that ends the service streak of Carly Stone. It makes it 2-1. And I apologize, I missed who that was. So here's Versailles serving. And the first serve is dug out by Kendra Seifring as she passes to Kirsten Judy. Here's Devin Post on the smash and got the kill. Devin Post with the first kill of the night for Fort Recovery. It makes it now 3-1. Another assist there for Kirsten Judy. She's the leading assister on the Lady Volleyball team for Fort Recovery. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterley's our studio producer. Here's the smash by Versailles. A nice save. What a save. And back over by Kendra Seifering. Here's the smash by Versailles, and this time it's a kill. Number 25 for Versailles. Taylor Tayo comes up with the kill. So it's side out Versailles. Now going back to serve is Lindsay Didier. Lindsay Didier, a junior. It's a good serve. Here's Kirsten Judy setting for Kendra Seifering, and Kendra gets the kill. Another assist for Kirsten Judy. That makes it 4-2. Lady Indians on top by 2. Now going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Alexis Bupp, who's in the lineup now. Here comes the serve. It is a good one. Dug out by the back line. The set. Here comes the smash from the outside hitter. Returned by Kirsten Judy, but she hit, I think she hit the antenna maybe. Out of bounds. Point Versailles. Serving here for Versailles now is Paige Phillip. Good serve. Here's the hit back over to Versailles. The smash attempt and into the net. Did not get it over, so point Fort Recovery. Four hits called on Versailles. So it's now 5-3. Lady Indians leading by two. And going back to serve is Kendra Seifring. Good serve. They got by the back line. No, it's not. It's an ace serve for Kendra Seifring. Back line, that's the libero back there. Paige Phillip tried to field that, but it veered off her dig and into the audience. Here's Kendra Seifring, another serve. It's a good serve. Here's the smash out of bounds. Hitting that over the end line was Danielle Winter for Versailles. So Kendra Seifring has two straight service points here. It's now seven, actually three straight service points. It's now 7-3. There's the set by Kirsten Judy. The smash and the kill by Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin, who's now in the lineup. 8-3, and Versailles calls timeout. Coach Carla Frilling is concerned here as Fort Recovery has jumped out to a 5-point lead over the Lady Tigers. We'll be back in just a moment right after we pause for this.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161. 7161, and thank you for your support.
Back here once again at the Versailles High School. Beautiful facility. Of course, they recently built this school within the last 5 years or so, and it's all inclusive, K through 12. And boy, they have a full parking lot tonight. All kinds of things going on here at Versailles. They're certainly utilizing their school facility tonight. Good serve by Fort Recovery's Kendra Seifring. And there's a kill by Versailles. 8-4 and side out Versailles. Fort Recovery still with a nice 4-point lead. Now going over to serve. It's going to be Lauren Monin. Lauren is a senior for the Lady Tigers. It's a good serve. Here's Alexis Bupp over to Kendra Seifring. And now Kirsten Judy is free balls it over from the back line. Here's a hit and a miss hit by Versailles. That was a smash that was off of Cammy Ording, but into the net. Point Fort Recovery. 9-4 now, and side out goes to the Lady Indians. Here's a good serve, an ace serve for Fort Recovery. Coming through with the ace serve was Maddie Rammel. It makes it 10-4 now. Good start here for Fort Recovery tonight. Topix keeps up another ace serve. Two in a row for Maddie Rammel. She'll try it again. 11-4. Lady Indians up by 7. Here comes the serve, and it's too long. Just too long. Yeah, I thought that was a right call. So side out Versailles. It's 11-5 now. Lady Indians leading by 6. And going back to serve now for Versailles. I think that's number 12. I'll double check it here. There's a dink over the net and down on by Carly Stone. Carly gets the kill. Yeah, that was Kristen Langston, who was serving a moment ago for Versailles. Now Maddie Grover will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. 12-5. Oh, the serve is too long. The littlest gal on the court, and she knocks it out of the end zone. 12-6. Side out Versailles. Fort Recovery still leads by a comfortable 6 points. Here's the serve now from Ellen Peters. Maddie Grover digs it out, passing to the front line. Here's Carly Stone with the kill. Give the assist to Maddie Rammel. Carly Stone gets the kill from the outside hitting position. Makes it 13-6. And Carly will go back to serve now. Carly played a lot as a freshman last year and, of course, has played all year on the varsity as a sophomore. Good serve back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set, the smash by Kirsten Judy, a block at the net, and goes off of Kendra Seifering and out of bounds. Point Versailles. So side out Lady Tigers. Makes it 13-7. Going back to serve now is Cammie McEldowney, a sophomore. That's a good serve they got by Kendra Seifering to Kirsten Judy, and they're going to say a double hit on Kirsten Judy. Official pointed the wrong way there for a moment. I thought he was going to give us the point, but then he changed his mind. Good serve again. Here's the set, the dink by Kendra Seifering. Versailles keeps it alive. Here's the free ball over and off of Maddie Rammel and out of bounds. Point Versailles. 13-9 now. Versailles creeping back in this first set. Here's the next serve by Cammie McEldowney. Good again. Kirsten Judy will set for Kendra Seifering. Seifering on the smash from the outside hitting spot. Versailles plays it. A battle at the net. A battle at the net. Kendra Seifering back to Versailles. Here's the set. Here's the smash. Fort Recovery saves it. Maddie Rammel sets for Kirsten Judy, and Kirsten hits it over the end line. Point Versailles. Wait. They're going to say it was tipped. They're going to say the hit was tipped before it went out of bounds. Tipped by Versailles, so point Fort Recovery. There's a nice break. 14-9 now. And this will be serving now for Fort Recovery, Kirsten Judy. Back to Fort Recovery and a kill for Versailles. 14-10. So coming in to serve now for the Lady Tigers will be once again Lindsay Didier. That's her second service tonight. And it's a good one. Kendra Seifering has a tough time to Maddie Grover, and nobody can get to it. Falls on the floor on the Fort Recovery side, and all of a sudden it's 14-11. Fort Recovery only leads by three. Here's Didier with another good serve. Kirsten Judy will set on the outside to Devin Post. Post on the smash. Versailles plays it, and they're going to call a double hit on Versailles. A break there for the Lady Indians. That makes it 15-11 now, and going back to serve now will be Alexis Bupp, who just came in as Maddie Grover goes out. Alexis, a sophomore at 5'5", and I thought that was tipped, but I guess it wasn't. Serve is out of bounds over the end line for Alexis Bupp. 15-12 now. Here serving is Paige Phillip. It's a good serve. There's the set by Kirsten Judy and the smash by Kendra Seifering. And Seifering gets the kill. Kirsten Judy with the assist. 16-12 now. Here's Kendra Seifering surfing, and she gets an ace serve. Kendra Seifering with her fourth service point of this set and her second ace serve. And it's 17-12, and another timeout for Versailles as Versailles trailing 17-12 to Fort Recovery. We shall return right after this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, if you just joined us, Fort Recovery won the JV matchup 26-24, 25-20 to improve their record to 13-3 on the year. JV has a really nice year going. Again, Hannah Kanapke led the team in kills with 12. Kaya Wendell led with service points with 11. And Audra Metzger had 11 assists. Here we go with the next serve for Kendra Seifrin. Indians lead by 5, 17-12. And another ace serve. That was kind of a short serve, and Versailles didn't play it well. That makes it now 18-12. Seifrin serving again. It is a good serve, another ace serve, another short serve on the sideline and right on the floor. Three ace serves in a row for Kendra Seifrin and four for the set. 19-12 now, and another ace serve. That ball was actually hit into the net. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace serve on that. Hit into the net, they called carrying the ball on Versailles. Here's Kendra Seifrin getting it. No, Versailles keeps it alive, and they get it back to the Indians. Kendra Seifrin digs it out as she dives down to the floor. Here's the smash from the outside, hitting position by Carly Stone, and she hits it out of bounds. Side out, Versailles. 20-13. Lady Indians lead by 7 here in the first set over the Versailles Lady Tigers. Fort Recovery looking for their first win of the year in MAC play. There's a good serve by Versailles. The set from Maddie Rammel to Carly Stone. Carly just soft hit over, and there's a kill by Versailles. Danielle Winner. It's her second kill of the evening. Here's the next serve by Versailles, and it's an ace serve as it went off Alexis Bupp. Alexis got it up in the air, but out of bounds. And now timeout for recovery as Versailles cut the lead to 20-15. We'll return in a moment. Fort Recovery leading by 5, 20-15, here at Versailles High School. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Versailles, we're set to go again. As continuing to serve here for Versailles will be Lauren Monin. Lauren Monin, the server. Good serve dug out by Kendra Seifrin on the back line. Passing to Maddie Rammel. Here's a smash by Carly Stone and a block. Versailles gets the points. Wait, no. The official pointed the wrong way, I guess. Versailles does get the point. 20-16. Good serve by Versailles. And there's a smash. What do you got? I got a double hit called on for recovery. This official at the net is being pretty particular on hits tonight. Sometimes the officials will let some things go, and tonight they're not letting anything go. Being a little bit too picky, I think. But hey, you know, you got to play with everybody plays equally. So here's a smash by Carly Stone, and it is out of bounds. Over the end line, 20-18. All of a sudden, Versailles back to within two. Leaving the lineup will be Carly Stone. Looks like she was shaken up or something. Not sure what happened there. And coming into the lineup, and I think it's Audra Metzger. Let's see, am I right? No, I'm not right. That's Hannah Kanapke coming into the lineup for the Lady Indians. So I'm not sure what happened. Carly Stone shaken up over there. 20-18. Here's the serve by Versailles. Maddie Grover digs it out. Now Maddie just has to free ball it back to Versailles. Here's the set. Here comes the smash. It's out of bounds. We got a break. Boy, they were set up to put us down the drain there, and the smash was just out of bounds down the sideline. So Fort Recovery picks up the point, 21-18. That was a big point. Here's another good serve by Fort Recovery. Here comes the hit back to the Lady Indians. Maddie Rammel to Maddie Grover. Now Hannah Knapke free balls it over. Here's a smash by Versailles off of Maddie Rammel, and there's your kill. Danielle Winter gets a kill this time. That is her third of the evening. Makes it 21-19 now. Fort Recovery only leads by two, trying to hang on for this win. Had a big lead, and it's gotten away from us. Here's Maddie Rammel setting for Hannah Knapke, and Hannah gets the kill. Way to go, Hannah. Give Maddie Rammel the assist, Hannah Knapke the kill. That is her first kill of the evening. Coming in is Alexis Bupp, and Maddie Grover will go out. Also, Devin Post is coming in. And leaving the lineup for Fort Recovery is Morgan Leonards, who was in there briefly. Again, Morgan is the senior who broke her foot to start the year, missed a lot of matches, and has been playing sparingly. 22-19. Lady Indians lead by three. Let's get this one in the books. There's a good serve dug out by Versailles. The smash, a block at the net, and Kirsten Judy gets the block as the Indians get the points. ...23-19. Maddie Grover will serve. Good serve. Pass to the net. Here's the hit over and off of Devin Post and down on the floor. Kill Versailles. 23-20. We've got a battle going here. We can't let this one slip away. We've got to win this set. Colts football tonight. The Colts are at Houston. We'll have the game for you after the volleyball match here on the radio. Kickoff time will be after 8:30 this evening sometime. And now there's a conversation at the bench with the official and the scorekeeper. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kopp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As the flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kopp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. And for all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. At Kopp Pharmacy, we bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kopp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and cornstalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Well, we're back here at Versailles. They're still having a conversation at the scoring table. I'm not sure exactly what it's all about, but there is a major conversation going on down there about rotation or something. 23-20, the Lady Indians leading Versailles here in the first set. Trying to get off on a good start here to try to win their first MAC match of the year. Fort Recovery is the only MAC team without a MAC win. We have two undefeated teams. St. Henry and Coldwater are both 6-0 on the year. St. Henry is perfect on the season overall with an 18-0 record. I think Coldwater's lost one match. I'm not sure who that was to, but again, it's been quite a year for those two teams. And I think the conversation is finally over. Wouldn't swear it, but I think it is. Versailles will have the serve. Side out Versailles. They trail 23-20. Here it comes. There's the pass to the net. Maddie Rammel will set. Kirsten Judy. And they're going to say Fort Recovery was under the net. Point, Lady Tigers. 23-21. Ellen Peters serving for Versailles. Good serve. Here's Kirsten Judy setting for Devin Post. Devin, a pretty deep hit, gets it over. Here's Versailles back to Fort Recovery, saved by Kendra Seifering. And here's the free ball back to Versailles. Here's the set, the smash. Kendra Seifering back to the net. Maddie Rammel sets for Kirsten Judy and hits it out of bounds. And we're down to 23-22 now. Fort Recovery leads by one, 23-22. They have never trailed in this match. Here's the good serve by Versailles. Maddie Rammel will set to the outside hitting spot to Hannah Kanapke. Hannah can't get a very good hit on that. Back to Fort Recovery. Free balling it over is Kendra Seifering. Here's the set for Versailles, the smash, and a kill. Getting it that time was Elizabeth Ording. Ording with her second kill of the evening, and timeout Fort Recovery as we have ourselves a tie set now. 23-23, Versailles, Fort Recovery. First set of the match. We'll be back.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio has the following second shift job opportunities available. Quality Assurance Technician, Maintenance Technician, Production Line Lead, and Production Team Member. These positions offer a competitive wage, an excellent benefits package, as well as a monthly gain sharing program. Pre-employment drug testing is required. Want to be a part of the Cooper team? Apply online at cooperfarms.com or at Cooper Farms, 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Big football game for the Indians tomorrow. They'll be hosting Minster at the Barenberg Athletic Park, putting their 6-0 record on the line. Ought to be a great game, a huge crowd. You can still buy advance tickets to the game tomorrow at the Fort Recovery High School office. $4 for students, $6 for adults. Good serve by Versailles. Not a very good dig. Hannah Kanapke back to Kirsten Judy, and Judy hits it out of bounds over the end line on the free ball. 24-23, Versailles leads by one. Here comes the next serve for Ellen Peters. It's a good serve. Maddie Grover digs it out. Maddie Rammel will set. There's the dink over by Grace Ten. Back over to Fort Recovery, and they're going to say it was out of bounds. Versailles hits it out of bounds when they returned it. Side out, Lady Indians. We have ourselves a 24-24 tie. Okay, chance to win it here. Here's the serve by Hannah Kanapke. It's a service error out of bounds over the end line. Oh, 25-24. Versailles with the set point here now. And going back to serve is Cammy Mackle Downey. Cammy is only a sophomore. Here's the serve. Good serve dug out by Maddie Grover. Passing over here to Kendra Seifering on the free ball. Versailles on the smash, and the Indians can't save it, and the game goes to Versailles. Oh, what a disappointment. Versailles wins the first set 26-24. Ouch. Boy, we had that one in the bag, leading 23-20, and it got away. We'll be back in a moment. Versailles takes the first set, leading one set to none. We'll return right after this.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixes are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. Tractor or self-contained hydraulics provide smooth operation and maximum power. A large oil reservoir dissipates heat, decreasing fluid temperature to maximize tractor horsepower. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway. For more information, see your Artsway dealer, K&L Tractor Sales, today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kaup Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As the flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kaup Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary, and for all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. At Kaup Pharmacy, we bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kaup Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Well, doggone it, that was a heartbreaker, losing one that we should have had in the win column. Versailles 26, Fort Recovery 24. We will have two more broadcasts for you in the regular season. We'll be at Coldwater next Tuesday and at home with New Knoxville next Thursday. Then the tournament will start, and we'll be covering the Lady Indians in the tournament. They do have the tournament draw this Sunday, so we'll let you know on Monday who Fort Recovery will be playing and where as we feed into the Kalida District. The Indian football team hoping to get to the playoffs again this year. Right now they're number 3 in the playoff ranking, computer rankings, and ranked number 4 in the state in the AP poll in Division 7. We are planning to follow the Indian football team again this year, so we encourage you to tune in to our broadcast. Should be an exciting postseason, and what we hope will be the second year in a row that Fort Recovery will be in the playoffs. It's not a for sure thing yet, so we don't want to put the cart before the horse, but things are looking pretty good right now. And of course, a big game tomorrow. If the Indians would win tomorrow, that would be a big, big step at nailing down a playoff position when they host Menster tomorrow night. So doesn't get any easier. Our next broadcast again at undefeated Coldwater next week, undefeated in conference play. That's Tuesday night. Here we go with Versailles serving in set number 2. It's a good serve. Here's the smash by Devin Post, played by Versailles. The set. Here's the smash, and back to Versailles. Here's the hit again, blocked by Fort Recovery again. Versailles in trouble, free balling it over. Devin Post passing to the net. Kendra Seifering on the hit, and gets the kill. Kendra Seifering with a kill, her third of the evening. Now the side out to Fort Recovery with a 1-0 score. And here's Kirsten Judy serving first for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve. Versailles has a problem. They just have to free ball it back. They get it over. Here's Kirsten Judy setting for Kendra Seifering. Seifering on the hit. Versailles able to dig it out. Here's the play back to Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy digs it out to Maddie Grover. A deep hit by Alexis Bump. Versailles plays it up to the net and hitting it over. Back to Alexis Bump, passing to Kirsten Judy. Kendra Seifering tried to dink the ball over, and they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Point for Versailles. We're tied 1-1 here in the second set. Didier will go back to serve. Didier. That's Lindsay Didier. Good serve. Here's the hit back to Versailles. Just kind of a free ball there by Devin Post. And there's the hit by the Lady Tigers, but it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery, and now it's 2-1. So far, nobody has a service point. We've had 3 side outs. Here comes, we got some confusion again. I think coming in is going to be Cassidy Martin, and she'll come in for Alexis Bupp. And it looks like Kyle Wendell is going to report in. She comes in for Devin Post. And Kaya Wendell will go back to serve here. Again, this is WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Colts football coming up after the volleyball match. Here's a good serve by Fort Recovery. Back over to Versailles. The set, the smash from the outside corner. It's out of bounds. Too much mustard on that for Mallory Marshall of the Lady Tigers. Here's the next serve by Kaya Wendell. She picked up a service point there on that last one. And another service point. There was a block at the net. Not sure who that was. Cassidy Martin, Kendra Seifring were both there. So Kaya Wendell has two service points now, and it's 4-1. Kaya Wendell serving again. Lady Indians leading. Here's the set at the net and the smash and the successful kill by Elizabeth Ording. Ording is only a freshman for the Lady Tigers. Here comes the serve now, side out for Versailles. Good serve, dug out by Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy will pass to Kendra Seifring. Seifring gets the kill. Way to go, Kendra. Kill number 4 for her. And Kendra will go back to serve. Kendra had quite a service in the first set as she served 7 service points with 5 aces in that first set. Yet we still lost the set 26-24. Good service point again. And there's a kill this time for Versailles. Again, that was for Danielle Winter. Winter with 4 kills now in the evening. Here comes the serve by Versailles. Good serve. A hit over, and Fort Recovery is going to get the point. Way to go, Morgan Leonards. Morgan Leonards in there. Had a nice hit over, and Versailles couldn't handle it. They just bobbled it around like a ping pong ball. And there is the hit out of bounds, or service out of bounds for Fort Recovery. Side out Versailles. Can't beat any of these MAC teams when making too many service errors. And we've made several tonight. And there's a service error for Versailles as they return the favor. And into the net for Versailles was Kristen Langston. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in tonight's match from Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. And Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Lady Indians, from the Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna. There is a double hit called on Versailles, and Fort Recovery gets a point. Give Alexis Bupp a service point. That makes it 8-4, Lady Indians with a nice lead here. Good serve again. A battle at the net, and Versailles can't play it. I think that might have been Morgan Leonards with the block there. Timeout's going to be called for Versailles as they find themselves behind again here in this second set. 9-4 is the score. Fort Recovery in the lead. We'll be back in just a moment.
Major, Colonel Corn reporting in. I found these future recruits hiding in the cornfield.
We are afraid. I saw a black cat walk by the other night.
I know you guys are yellow and have been hiding in the field, but now Cooper Farms needs you.
Sir, why did you not tell us we were going to Cooper Farms? I heard nothing but nice things about them.
Let's go, boys. Fall in. To Cooper Farms we go.
Yay!
Farmers, make your corn happy corn and ship it to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Call them at 1-800-637-7161. That is 1-800-637-7161.
Well, another good start for the Lady Indians. They had the same good start in the first set, but ended up letting it slip away. In fact, we led 23-20 in the first set, and Versailles came back and outscored us at the end there, 6-1 to win the set. Serving again, Alexis Bupp. It's another good serve. Here's the set and the smash by Versailles, and they get the kill. That time it was Cammy Ording with the kill. That is her first of the evening. She's got a long ponytail. Hard to see her number sometimes. Good serve by Versailles and a block. And down on the floor on the Fort Recovery side, point Versailles. Here's the next serve by Versailles. Tough dig there by Kendra Seifring. She went down to her knees, but Fort Recovery able to get it back over the net. And now there's a whistle, and they're going to call Fort Recovery in the net. Point Versailles. Now it's 9-7 as the lead has shriveled away again. Here's the next serve. Dug out by Kendra Seifring. Here's Devin Post freeballing it over. Here comes the hit back to Fort Recovery and a kill. Deep hit. Trying to get there was Maddie Ramble, but she couldn't quite. And it's another kill for Versailles. 9-8. Good serve dug out by Devin Post. Here's Morgan Leonard. To the net it goes. Back to Fort Recovery. Freeballing it over. Versailles on the set. Here comes the hit. Dug out by Kendra Seifring. The set. Here comes the hit by Devin Post. Dug out by Versailles. They free ball it over. Kirsten Judy will pass to the net. Here's the set for Morgan Leonard. And Morgan comes up with the kill. Devin Post, I believe it was, with the assist. And I think that's number one for Morgan on the evening. Makes it now 10-8. Lady Indians lead by two with side out. Oh, there's a smash and a kill by the middle hitter, Taylor Tayo of Versailles. Makes it 10-9 now. Versailles serving, trailing by one. Kendra Seifring dug it out, but hit it out of bounds. A serve for Versailles. Serving, by the way, is Cammy McEldowney. 10-10 tie. Here comes the next serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy hits it back over quickly on the second hit, trying to catch him asleep, but didn't do so. Here's a hit, and it's deflected out of bounds. Off of Fort Recovery point, Versailles, and all of a sudden, Versailles has taken the lead, 11-10 here in the second set. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models. They are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Versailles just came up with another point to lead 12-10 there. Here's the next serve by the Lady Tigers. It's a good serve. Here's the smash by Kendra Seifring. And a block by Versailles. 13-10. Ouch, ouch. Trailing by three now. Versailles, another good serve. Here's the pass to Kendra Seifring. Has to struggle with a free ball. Here's the smash at the middle by Versailles. Fort Recovery plays it. Kirsten Judy back over to Versailles. Here's the dig and the deep hit. Back to Maddie Grover, the set for Fort Recovery. Here's the hit by Kirsten Judy, and Kirsten gets the kill. Kirsten Judy with a kill. For Kirsten tonight, that is kill number two. Side out for Fort Recovery and going back to service, Kirsten Judy, as we trail 13-11 now. Let's get something going here, Lady Indians. Get back, get that lead back. Kirsten Judy serve. It is a good one. Dug out by the back line. Here's the pass to the net. Here's the hit. Fort Recovery plays it. Alexis Bupp on the back line. Now Versailles can't return it. And a point for Fort Recovery. They credit to Hannah Kanapke with a kill there. 13-12, Fort Recovery, down by one. Another good serve here by Kirsten Judy. And here's a hit back by Versailles and off of Kirsten Judy and out of bounds. Gives the point to Versailles and they lead 14-12 now. Here's the next serve, this time Didier again for Versailles, and they're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Double hit on the Lady Indians makes it 15-12. We're coming to you tonight from beautiful Versailles High School, where Versailles leads one set to none. And they're leading here in this second set. Back to Versailles. Here's the smash. Kirsten Judy digs it out. Seifring will set for Devin Post, and Devin gets the deep hit and the kill. Devin Post, her second kill of the evening. That makes it now 15-13. Alexis Bupp will go out, and Cassidy Martin comes back in for Fort Recovery. Also, Devin Post will go out, and Kaya Wendell will come in to serve. Here we go with the serve. It's a good one by Kaya. Here's the pass to the net, the hit over. Maddie Grover will set. Here comes the hit by Hannah Kanapke, played by Versailles. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy passes to Maddie Grover. Grover will set again. Another set for Hannah Kanapke, and Hannah gets the kill. Hannah Kanapke with the kill, her third. Kaya Wendell gets another service point. Makes it 15-14 now. It's only a one-point lead for Versailles. Kaya Wendell will serve again. It's dug out. Here's the set. And the dink over for the kill for Versailles. Ouch. 16-14. Versailles leads by two. Again, we're in the second set. We already trail 1-0, losing that first set in a heartbreaker, 26-24. Here's the next serve by Versailles. Dug out by the back line of Fort Recovery. Kendra Seifring on the smash hits it out of bounds. Kaya Wendell dug that out nicely and passed it up to Kendra Seifring. And Kendra just couldn't come through with the kill. And there's an ace serve of Versailles. Make it 18-14, Versailles by four. That was right on the line. Fort Recovery elected to let it go, and that was the wrong decision. Serving for Versailles, by the way, is Marissa Turpin. That's a good serve. Dug out by Kyle Wendell. Kirsten Judy sets for Kendra Seifring. Seifring to the back line of Versailles. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Maddie Grover. Kirsten Judy will pass to Cassidy Martin, and Martin gets the kill. Her second of the evening. That makes it now 18-15. Fort Recovery back to within three. Well, we really need to make a move here now. Kendra Seifring, pretty good server, back to serve. Let's see if we can't make something happen here. There's the serve. It's a good one. The pass to the net, the set, and the smash, and a block. And they're going to call. They're going to give Fort Recovery credit for the block, so it's a point. Not sure who that was there. 18-16, back to within 2 points. Another good serve by Kendra Seifring. Here's the smash. Block again by Fort Recovery. Versailles will play it, and they hit it to Kendra Seifring, and they get the kill. Versailles expands their lead to three again with side out Versailles. We're getting into the critical part of this set now. Need to stop him. Here's the serve by Versailles, dug out by Kendra Seifrin to Kirsten Judy. Here's a deep hit by Kaya Wendell. Kaya hits it over on the left, out of bounds. Point Versailles. Service point there for Lauren Monin, who's serving now for Versailles. 2016. Next serve is good, dug out by Kaya Wendell to Kirsten Judy. Two sets for Morgan Lennertz. Nice hit by Morgan. Back to the net it goes, dinking it over is Versailles. Maddie Grover will dig it out. Here comes the hit by Hannah Kanapke. Versailles plays it to the net it goes. Another smash. Court recovery keeps it alive. No, they can't. And out of bounds it goes. 21-16. Things don't look very good right now. And there's timeout for Fort Recovery. Coach Chelsea Rogers trying to rally the troops here as we're down by 5 in the second set, 21-16.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kopp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As the flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kopp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary, and for all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. At Kopp Pharmacy, we bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kopp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Well, while we were away there, Morgan Lennertz comes up with a key kill for Fort Recovery. That makes it 21-17. And here serving now is Maddie Rammel for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's a smash and a block by Morgan Lennertz. And Fort Recovery gets the point. Morgan Lennertz with a big block there as the senior starting to get back into full swing after setting out several matches because of a broken foot to start the year. Here's Maddie Rammel serving again. It's a good serve. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Grover tried to dig that out and couldn't get it done. Point for Sales. Well, boy, we sure could have used that point. It's now 22-18. It would have been 21-19 had we been able to get that point. Well, maybe we can come from behind like Versailles did in the first set and win the second set. Let's see. Good serve by Versailles. Here's Kirsten Judy on the smash. Hits it into the net. Point Versailles. 23-18 now. Again, we'll be joining the Colts Radio Network as soon as we're done here with our volleyball match tonight from Versailles. Good serve by Versailles. Maddie Grover will pass. Here's the dink over by Fort Recovery. By Kirsten Judy. The smash back to the Lady Indians. Here's a hit by Cassidy Martin. Back to Fort Recovery. Back to Versailles. Dinking the ball over and getting a kill on a little dink was Taylor Tayo. That is her fifth kill of the evening. 24-18 now. Versailles with set point here. Cassidy Martin comes through with a kill, and the Lady Indians still are alive, but just barely. A freshman Cassidy Martin, a nice kill. 24-19 now. All we need to do is to run off six in a row here. At least. Service error over the end line by Alexis Bupp. Forget the run at the end as Versailles wins the second set, 25-19. Not as thrilling as the first set was, but still a pretty competitive set. 25-19, Versailles wins the second set. Now, Lady Indians are going to have a major comeback tonight to try to get off the zero in the MAC conference as we trail here 2-0. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this fine commercial break.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kaup Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As the flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kaup Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary, and for all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. At Kaup Pharmacy, we bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kaup Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Well, here we are back to the third set, and it's do or die now for the Lady Indians as they trail 2-0 here. And, of course, we play the best 3 out of 5. Fort Recovery 8-10 on the year with an 0-6 conference record. Versailles 8-8 on the year with a 2-4 conference record. Senior night tonight for Versailles. They recognize their seniors. That includes Lauren Monin, Kristen Langston, as well as Haley Winter. Fort Recovery, by the way, has two seniors. Take that back, three seniors as well. Kirsten Judy, along with Morgan Leonards and Kendra Seifering. And our senior night will be next Thursday when we host New Knoxville. And we'll have that for you on the radio next Thursday night, including the senior ceremony. Well, here we go. Fort Recovery will serve to start the third set. A do-or-die win for Fort Recovery. Maddie Grover, good serve. Here's a block at that by Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery, and it's out of bounds off of Versailles Point, Lady Indians. Give Maddie Grover her second service point of the evening. Here's a ace serve for Maddie as Versailles made the mistake of letting that go, and it hit inside the end line. That one wasn't even close. About a foot inside the end line. 2-0 Lady Indians early lead here. Versailles plays the good set, and they get a kill. That was a nice hit there by the Lady Tigers. Right on the end line, making it 2-1. That gives side out to Versailles. Again, trailing Fort Recovery, 2-1. Here's Cammy McEldowney serving for Versailles. Good serve. Here's the smash by Kendra Seifering, and Kendra gets the kill. For Kendra, that is number 5 on the night. Kirsten Judy will serve now for the Lady Indians. Side out for recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Versailles, but to the net, and hitting it over. Going to give that to Kendra Seifring. Makes it 4-1 now. Lady Indians lead by 3. It's Kirsten Judy serving again. It's a good serve, and here's a smash by Versailles, and they get the kill. Makes it 4-2. Fort Recovery 4, Versailles 2. And Didier will go back to serve again. Lindsay Didier, a 5'7 junior for the Lady Tigers. It is out of bounds. Fort Recovery thought about that and decided to let it go, and that was the right decision, as that was about a foot out of bounds. Service error for Versailles, and here's Alexis Bupp now serving for the Lady Indians. She has a couple of service points on the night so far. Alexis only a sophomore, a good serve. Here's the set at the net, dinking the ball over and getting the kill was, I believe, that was 22, who that would have been Mallory Marshall. Five to three, Lady Indians lead is down to 2, and now down to 1. Ace serve for Versailles. Serving, by the way, is Marissa Turpin for Versailles. There's a smash by Kendra Seifring to the back line. The set and the dink back over. And Fort Recovery's Kirsten Judy can't play it. It goes under the net. Point for Versailles. Another serve for Marissa Turpin. To Kirsten Judy. There's a smash by Cassidy Martin. Block. Back to Fort Recovery. Back to Versailles. Back to Fort Recovery. Judy will set for Cassidy Martin. And Martin gets the kill. Give Kirsten Judy the assist. Cassidy Martin the kill. Number 4 for her tonight. There's the next serve by Kendra Seifring, who has 5 service aces on the night, by the way. As they hit back to Fort Recovery, free-balling it. Morgan Leonard's back to Versailles. Here's the set for the Lady Tigers. The smash and the kill. Getting the kill that time was Danielle Winter for Versailles. All tied at 6-6 here in the third set. Here comes the next serve for Versailles. Fort Recovery making some substitutions. Kaya Wendell coming in. Kendra Seifring going out. Here's the good serve dug out by Kaya Wendell on the back line to Kirsten Judy. Here's Cassidy Martin on the hit. Versailles plays it back to Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy will set for Cassidy Martin. Martin on the hit from the outside spot and can't get the kill. Back to Fort Recovery. Back to Versailles. Here's the set by the Lady Tigers. The hit. Fort Recovery back over to Versailles. Back to Versailles again. And a battle to net, and Fort Recovery gets the kill. They're going to give that not sure who they're going to give that to. Anyway, side out Fort Recovery. Here we go. 7-6. We lead by 1. And they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. So there's a point for Versailles. Not allowed to get into the net, or it's a violation. 7-7. We're all tied up here in the third set. Fort Recovery trails 2-0. Losing a very close first set, 26-24. Then losing 25-19. Here's the good serve by Versailles. Hannah Kanapke hits it back over to the Lady Tigers. Here's the smash by Versailles, dug out by Kyle Wendell. Here's Maddie Grover, Maddie Rammel, setting for Kirsten Judy. Judy hits it over, and Versailles cannot make the return. That's not a kill, but a point for the Lady Indians. Makes it 8-7. Here's the next serve by Fort Recovery. Versailles back over to the Lady Indians. Devin Post will have the deep hit. Here's the set, the smash, a block by Morgan Leonards. Morgan Leonards with a block. Morgan's had some nice plays tonight, starting to get back into the swing of things after she set out so many matches there because of her broken foot to start the season. Hannah Knapke, by the way, is serving, and there is a kill for Kirsten Judy. And now Versailles calls timeout as Fort Recovery making a run here, leading 10-7 in the third set. We'll return in just a moment.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Once again, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna would like to wish Fort Recovery good luck in a comeback here. Of course, Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Right on Highway 67 in Portland, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Dr. Banna would like to be your dentist. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Back to the Lady Indians. Here's a deep hit by Hannah Knapke and got the kill. How about that? Hannah Knapke with the kill. And by the way, Hannah is serving, so she also gets the service point. Here's the next serve. Here's a smash by Versailles, and they're going to call. No. Yep, they're going to call something. In the net, I think. Yep, they called in the net for Fort Recovery, so Versailles gets side out here. Fort Recovery leads 11-8. Here's the serve now for the Lady Tigers, dug out by Kyle Wendell. Here's Maddie Rammel setting over here for Devon Post, the smash. Back to Fort Recovery and the kill. 11-9. Fort Recovery leads by two, but Versailles drawing closer here. Here comes the next serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery at the net. Promptly stuffed back to the Lady Indians. Here's Hannah Knapke on a deep hit. Played by Versailles. Here's the set. Here comes the free ball for Versailles. Maddie Rammel setting for Fort Recovery. For Kirsten Judy, there's a block, and Judy just hits it back over and got the kill. How about that? We'll take it. That makes it now 12-9. Fort Recovery leads by three. Maddie Grover with the serve now. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's the pass to Kirsten Judy. Judy gets it across. Here's a smash by Versailles. And they're going to say a kill by Versailles. Right at the middle hitter there. 12-10. Now going back to serve is Cammie McEldowney for Versailles. Here comes the good serve. The pass for Fort Recovery to Kirsten Judy. Judy tries to set for Kendra Seifring, but couldn't get the ball high enough in the air, and Kendra couldn't get it over the net. Point Versailles. Cammie McEldowney will serve again. Dug out by Hannah Knapke. Here's a smash by Kendra Seifring off the set by Kirsten Judy. Versailles back to Fort Recovery, and they get a kill. This time it's number 20, Elizabeth Ording with the kill. And that's her ninth kill of this match. Wow, she has racked them up. Here's a serve by Versailles. Back to Versailles. Smash. And another kill for Versailles. This by Taylor Tayo this time. That's her sixth kill of the evening. And Fort Recovery calls time. as Versailles has grabbed the lead here in the third set, 13-12. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio has the following second shift job opportunities available: quality assurance technician, maintenance technician, production line lead, and production team member. These positions offer a competitive wage, an excellent benefits package, as well as a monthly gain sharing program. Pre-employment drug testing is required. Want to be a part of the Cooper team? Apply online at cooperfarms.com or at Cooper Farms, 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, we'll be joining the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans in pro football tonight. As soon as we wrap up this broadcast, the game doesn't kick off until after 8:30, but we'll join the pregame show in just a few minutes. Here's a good serve by Versailles. Judy will set for Devin Post, and a block out of bounds give Devin Post a kill. For Devin, that is number three on the night. Here we go with the next serve. Kirsten Judy, good serve. Here's the set and the smash by Versailles. Tough play there for the Lady Indians. Maddie Grover will pass to Kendra Seifring, who free balls it over. Here's the set for Versailles and another kill for the Lady Tigers. This time it's Taylor Tayo getting her seventh kill of the evening. Makes it 14-13 now. Versailles leading by a point again. Good serve by Didier. Here's Cassidy Martin trying to hit it over, but hit the antenna, and that gives a point to Versailles. It's now 15-13. Lady Indians trail 2-0. They need to win this set to stay alive. Here's Kendra Seifring on a smash. Nice smash. Versailles plays it, though. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Off of Judy to Seifring, and Judy will just free ball it over, and Versailles can't make the play. Give Judy the kill. And for Kirsten Judy, that is kill number five this evening. Now serving for Fort Recovery is Alexis Bupp. Good serve. Dug out by Versailles. Here's the smash. Fort Recovery's Bupp plays it into the net. And Kirsten Judy couldn't quite get it up in the air. It goes down on the floor. It's a point for Versailles. Side out Versailles again. 16-14 now. Versailles leads by two. Our next volleyball match again is next Tuesday, when the Lady Indians will be playing at Coldwater. Coldwater currently undefeated in the conference. There's a kill for Kendra Seifring. That's her 2, 4, 6, 7th kill of the evening. A little bit under her normal total. Kendra with a serve into the net. She's had a nice serving night tonight, but not there. A service error for Kendra Seifering. Another side out for Versailles, and now they lead 17-15. Going back to serve now is Lauren Monin, one of the seniors for Versailles. It's a good serve. Dug out by Hannah Kanapke. Kirsten Judy. Here's the smash by Cassidy Martin. Versailles plays it back to Fort Recovery. And diving was Kirsten Judy. Hits it over, but hits it out of bounds. Point Versailles. We'll be following the Indian football team in the playoffs again this year, we hope. I know it's not a done deal yet, but if the Indians are in the playoffs, we'll have the games on the radio for you. There's a kill for Versailles. Danielle Winter with the kill. Versailles continues to serve, leading 19-15. This is not looking good here. Kirsten Judy will set for Morgan Leonards. Morgan just kind of free balls it over. Here's the smash for Versailles and another kill, this time for Danielle Winter. Timeout Fort Recovery. Indians in trouble here. They're just not looking good right now. We're trailing by 5 points, 20-15. We shall return with the rest of the set coming up after this.
Cooper Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Now, Lady Indians need to rally here. They're trailed by 5, 20-15. If they don't, the match will be over. As Versailles already leads 2-0. That first set was a heartbreaker. We should have won that one. We were leading 23-20 and lost it 26-24. Versailles outscoring a 6-1 in the final portion of that set. Here's another point for Versailles as Fort Recovery couldn't make the return. 21-15 now. Continuing to serve is Lauren Monin. She's had a nice little run here. Good serve again, dug out by Hannah Kanapke. Here's a smash by Cassidy Martin and got the kill. Way to go, Cassidy, from the outside hitting spot. Cassidy Martin with the kill. That is her fifth one of the night. 21-16, side out Fort Recovery. Here comes the serve. Here's the set. The smash by Kirsten Judy, and it's hit out of bounds. Fort Recovery having to play without Carly Stone here. She got injured early on and has not returned to this match. So we hope it's nothing serious. Here's a hit by Morgan Leonards, and she gets the kill. 22-17. Serving for the Lady Indians here. Hannah Kanapke. It's a good serve, and Versailles is not going to be able to play it. Let's give her an ace serve on that one. 22-18, Lady Indians making a slight comeback here. Still time, but Hannah Kanapke needs to make a run right here, several points in a row. Here's the next serve, another good serve. Dug out by Versailles, the set. Here comes the hit back, just kind of a free ball back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel will pass over to Kirsten Judy. Judy on the hit from the outside. And there is Versailles coming up with the kill. 23-18. And I'm scanning the bench over there. I do not even see Carly Stone on the bench. So she had some kind of an injury and that was really early on in the first set, I believe, and has left this match. Battle going on here. Fort Recovery's Hannah Kanapke free balls it to Versailles, the set. Here comes the smash. A block. Morgan Leonards with a block. And it's point for Recovery. Her third block of the evening, 23-19. Fort Recovery won the JV match tonight, a thriller. They didn't have to go to three sets, but both sets were hard-fought wins, 26-24 and 25-20, and they improved their record to 13-3 on the year at the JV level. Here is a kill for Versailles. For Elizabeth Ording, she has a ton of them tonight, number 11 now. 24-19, here's the match points. It's a good serve, dug out by Kendra Seifring. Kirsten Judy will set for Seifring. Seifring on the smash, gets the kill. Number 8 for Kendra Seifring. That makes it now 24-20. Here's the serve by Kirsten Judy. Good serve. The smash by Versailles. Fort Recovery We have to free ball it over, and we don't make the hit. Confusion between Kirsten Judy and Kendra Seifring, and neither one of them plays it, and the set is over, and the match is over. 25-20 with Fort Recovery losing the third set, losing the match 3-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoat from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Hartsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Hartsway grinder mixes are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. Tractor or self-contained hydraulics provide smooth operation and maximum power. A large oil reservoir dissipates heat, decreasing fluid temperature to maximize tractor horsepower. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Hartsway. For more information, see your Hartsway dealer, K&L Tractor Sales, today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kaup Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As the flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kaup Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary, and for all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. At Kaup Pharmacy, we bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kaup Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Nature's Green Nursery reminds you that fall is a great time for planting. Right now, Nature's Green Nursery has a whopping 25% off all in-stock trees, shrubs, and perennials. They also have mums, cabbage, and kale, with pumpkins and corn stalk bundles arriving soon. Get a great deal on outdoor sofas, chairs, tables and rockers, fire tables, and water fountains from Nature's Green, too. Also offering outstanding landscaping and professional design services. Nature's Green Nursery, just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Back here at Versailles, as Versailles wins tonight, taking a heartbreaker first set, 26-24. Again, we led in that one, 23-20, with Versailles outscoring us 6-1 at the end of the first set to win 26-24. Then it was Versailles winning 25-19, another hard-fought set, but Versailles pulled away there, and then the final one, I don't know, the Indians just didn't seem to play well in that final set as they lost 25-20, still fairly close, but just wasn't real good play for the Lady Indians. Again, Carly Stone was lost early on, apparently having some type of a neck injury, hopefully nothing serious, as it's a, understand she had a pain, some type of a strain in her neck, causing her a lot of pain, and so she could not play the rest of the match. Here's our unofficial totals tonight. Kendra Seifring, again, pretty much led the way with 8 kills. She had 8 service points, including 5 aces. Also for the Lady Indians, it was Hannah Kanapke with 4 kills, 4 service points, including 1 ace. Carly Stone, while she was in there, had 2 kills and 2 service points. Devin Post with 3 kills. Cassidy Martin, only a freshman, with 5 kills. Kaya Wendell had 3 service points. Maddie Rammel had 3 service points with 2 aces. Morgan Leonard's starting to look a little more like herself after, again, she's recovering from that broken foot injury she had early on. Played quite a bit tonight, had 3 kills and 3 blocks. Another nice game for Kirsten Judy. Came up with 5 kills, 2 service points, and 1 block. Maddie Grover had 3 service points, including an ace. And Alexis Bupp had 2 service points. Again, Fort Recovery losing 3-0 to Versailles. In the JV matchup, again, Fort Recovery won 26-24, 25-20. Improving their record to 13-3 on the year. I think the varsity, by the way, I believe they are 8-11 on the season now. For the junior varsity team, by the way, leading the team in assist was Audra Metzger with 11 and Jill Reisner with 9 in the kills department. It was Grace 10 with 5 kills, Kaya Wendell with 5 kills, and Hannah Kanapke with 12 big kills in that JV matchup. Service points, Kaya Wendell had 11 service points, and Hannah Kanapke had 6. Leading for sales, by the way, in the kills department was Elizabeth Ording with 11 kills and 7 apiece for Lauren Monin and Taylor Tayo. That's going to wrap it up for us from Versailles tonight. Our next broadcast will be at Coldwater next Tuesday. Will not be an easy one, as Coldwater is one of the two undefeated teams in the conference coming into tonight with a 6-0 record. Versailles, St. Henry, also undefeated at 6-0 on the year. Then our last match on the radio will be next Thursday, senior night, when Fort Recovery will host New Knoxville. A reminder, they'll have the tournament draw on Sunday for the sectional tournament, and we'll have who Fort Recovery will play for you on our news, our sports news, on Monday morning. Again, Fort Recovery loses to Versailles 3-0 tonight. Stay tuned for the Indianapolis Colts Radio Network. For our studio producer, Eric Catterly, and our fine sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Versailles High School.
Tonight's best sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.